All right, so we are recording now, and Stephen, for starters, at least state your name and your title.
Stephen Craig, the City Administrator of Oak Grove.
All right, and it looks like on the agenda for tonight there is a discussion regarding the 12th and Clinton Street project. What is that project?
We'll be widening, the original project scope included widening 12th Street from the downtown area to Locust to 36 feet. It also included sidewalks, curbs and gutter, and some storm drainage improvements as a part of that, or in addition. To realize cost savings, there's a project that was going to be done on Clinton Street that improved the storm drainage from 11th to 13th. Those were combined to realize cost savings by just having, you know, one contractor do both improvements. However, the project overall is fairly expensive, and I think it's cost more than the funds that we have available. So what we were looking at was different scenarios to reduce the scope, and what I included in the board packet was four options that our engineer provided to decrease the cost to a more manageable number. And what I was doing was providing an update to the board. There are some potential, I think, things that the Public Works Department can do on the Clinton Street storm drainage project that would potentially realize some cost savings as well. So there are four options. One reduces the road width. The second, I think, takes out some of the water system improvements. One decreases the storm drainage on Clinton, and the other cuts down the actual length of the road widening on 12th Street, and it replaces it with an overlay.
All right. And now, also on the agenda, the budget, how's that budget looking?
I presented on it last board meeting. Overall, you know, we always try to balance the major funds while keeping the services that we provide fully staffed, and we just try to provide the best service for the, you know, most economical way that we can. Overall, we are have several projects that we have planned. We, I think, have modest increases in some of the cost overall to the city. You know, some of them are outside of our control, such as the health insurance, utility rates, and fuel costs. Those are fluctuations that generally, you know, are hard to, we do our best to budget and keep in line with, you know, the previous year's budgets. But overall, I believe the expenditures for next year are right at the $12 million versus the revenues of little under $8 million.
All right. And the snow removal routes, is that anything big?
What we're doing is we provided some information to the board to let them know what the plans overall are and how we remove the snow when we have storms. We divide the city into four quadrants and have the Public Works Department. We have two operators per quadrant with one piece of equipment assigned to it. So at any one time, and we run 12-hour shifts, so overall we'll have four plow trucks and 8 operators total in a 24-hour period. We do have additional plow trucks and operators to provide extra support when there's heavy storms, and they generally attack it until all the snow is removed. And I think we also provided the snow routes and the kind of the primary routes that we hit, and we also had a emergency snow route that goes into effect when the when we have an event, and we included those maps and that information as well.
All right. Well, Stephen, do you have anything you'd like to add, or anything else you think we should talk about?
On the budget, I was trying to get. I didn't have some of that information in front of me. The actual expenditures next year will be a little under $11 million, and the revenues will be about $7.7 million is what we're projecting. So that would be, I guess, a correction to the statement that I earlier said when I said it was expenditures were at $12
million. Oh, okay, thank you. Anything else you think we should talk about?
No, I think that generally covers it.
All right, so we are recording again, and will you talk to me a little more about the budget?
Yeah, what we presented to the board was a realistic document that we had developed with an emphasis on maintaining the existing services and balancing the major operational funds. There were increases in several areas that did put some strain on the budget that are outside the city's control, including the health insurance, fuel, and some of the utility costs have increased. While we have had several cost increases, we did balance several of the major funds, and we do have several one-time infrastructure expenditures, such as a new water tower project that is continuing from this year into 2014, and we do have some upgrades to the wastewater treatment plant, as well as several one-time projects that are raising some of the expenditures for next year. And overall, the budget is estimated to be approximately $10.8 million in expenditures, while the revenues are at $7.7 million. I think that probably covers it a little better.